What do you mean it's going to be Indianized?
They used to be a third world country. They're coming into their own.
Oh, India?
Manufacturing.
Oh.
Population. Because China's owned by parts of Europe. Because they're just as in debt as we are.
China? Yeah.
Now, America's in the toilet, too. India. Tons of companies over there. Jobs out the wazoo. They have cheap education. Then they come over here where you can make more money at one time.
And now they don't come over no more.
They don't. India's going to be the new one.
You think India's going to be the new America?
They're slowly on their rise to be the wealthiest country. And a good portion of it is that their population. Over a sixth of the population is in India. The whole world. And Americans are used to being faithless, lazy, all about convenience, and stubborn.
Instant gratification.
I believe the Indian people, the Hindu people, they have a wonderful faith, and they all have an understanding of that. They all know where their place is. Americans fight too much. They're rude, snobbish, stubborn. Nobody wants to get along with anybody. So there are never any agreements here. And it's same with Britain. It's same with the whole civilized world idea. Even though we're monsters deep down inside. All of us.
Uh-huh.
But I believe India is going to be the next big one. Whether they have a true grasp on their economy, I don't know. I don't live there. I know that unless America changes its game,
we're going to be a third world country.
At one point, yeah. So you got to realize, electricity's going to be too expensive. Water's going to be too expensive. Amenities are going to be too expensive. So what happens? The lower class, people that don't work, disabled, people living off the government. And when that government money dries up, then a giant chunk of the American population
dies.
Is going to be done for. And then the middle class gets pushed more on that side because their taxes go up. The wealthy are then going to get more taxes because we lost a giant chunk of the population. So your taxes have to increase more. Then they lose their business and then they're just a part of everybody else.
Hmm.
That's a long-term picture, though, of what too much taxing does. That's why you gotta cut taxes to make the economy run again. Because there is no money.
Do you wonder if the powers that be know all this and don't want to look at it?
Oh, yeah. It's a reality.
That the powers that be know how easy it is, that it's too easy to do, and we can get rid of a chunk of the population, and then those people that are up here control everything, because them down there are dependent on those up there. And the way down people, they're dead.
You gotta imagine, those down there, while they're dependent on those people up there are dependent on those. Because who's going to work?
You're going to have the middle class become the lower class. You're just going to have two classes of people. The rich and the poor.
Damn it, who's going to work? There is a long-term picture of that. While, yes, I understand that. And, yes, I think, well, a lot of people want the hierarchy of, well, I've got more money. And they believe in the idea of, well, I've got more money, so therefore I'm better than you.
Right, but in the long run,
without the lower class and the middle class, they have no business. Their money dries up, and their money will dry up quickly.
I don't think they're looking at the big picture.
Because America's used to a standard of living that is much higher. And if that standard starts to drop, the government's going to say, we need more money. Give us more money. And the wealthy slowly lose larger and larger chunks of that money.